This is Apollo Control at 102 hours, 12 minutes into the flight of Apollo 11. We're now 2 minutes, 53 seconds from reacquiring the spacecraft, 21 minutes, 23 seconds from the beginning of the powered descent to the lunar surface. It's grown quite quiet here in Mission Control. A few moments ago, Flight Director Gene Kranz requested that everyone sit down, get prepared for events that are coming, and he closed with the remark, good luck to all of you. Here in the on the front of our display boards, we have a number of big plot boards which will be used to keep track of the burn progress. Among the more important of those is one which will show the performance of the onboard guidance systems, both the primary and the backup guidance system, and compare the guidance systems with the manned spaceflight network tracking. These displays, by the time this is all over, will look a good deal like a combination Christmas tree, 4th of July. We're now 1 minute 39 seconds from reacquiring the command module, Columbia. Acquisition of the lunar module will come a little less than 2 minutes after that. At the time we acquire the LEM, it should be at an altitude of about 18 nautical miles, descending toward the 50,000 foot Paracynthian, from which point the powered descent to the lunar surface will be initiated. If for any reason the crew does not like the way things look as they're coming across the Paracynthian, simply by not initiating the maneuver, they will remain in a safe orbit, 60 miles by 50,000 feet. And if they desired, they would be able to attempt the powered descent on a following revolution at a ground elapsed time of about 104 hours, 26 minutes. We are now coming up on 30 seconds to acquisition of the command module. We'll stand by for that event. Network controller says we have acquisition of signal from the command module.
Columbia, Houston, we're standing by, over. Columbia, Houston, over.
Houston, Columbia, reading you loud and clear, how many?
Roger, bye-bye, Mike. How did it go, over?
Listen, babe, everything's going just swimmingly. Beautiful.
Great. We're standing by for Eagle.
Okay, he's coming along.
We copy out. And Columbia, Houston, we expect to lose your high gain sometime during the power descent, over.
Columbia, Roger, you don't much care, do you?
No, sir.
acquisition of signal from the LEM.
Houston Eagle, how do you read?
Bye-bye, Eagle. We're standing by for your burn report. Over.
Roger. The burn was on time. The residuals before nulling, -0.1, -0.4, -0.1. X and Z null to zero. Nulling.
Attempting to restore antenna lock through the big 210-foot dish at Goldstone. We'll stand by.
Columbia, Houston, we've lost all data with Eagle. Please have him reacquire on a high gain, over. Houston, did you call?
Eagle, Houston, Houston Eagle, how do you read now?
Roger, bye-bye, Neil. We copied up to the AGS residuals. Would you please repeat the AGS residuals in the trim correction to sun check, over.
Roger, AGS residuals, -0.1, -0.2, -0.7. And we used the pings down 86 for Delta VZ, which was 9.5, versus yours, which was 9.1, and I believe that may explain the difference. Apogee, 57.2, Paraloon, 9.1, Sun check, the three marks, down 20, minus down 22, plus 0.19, plus 0.16, plus 0.11, over.
Right, copy. Looks great.
Guidance says we're a go. Now 12 minutes 54 seconds to ignition. Gene Kranz just advised his flight controllers we're off to a good start. Play it cool. Minutes now until ignition for powered descent. Everything's still looking very good at this point. presently show the LEM at an altitude of 12.9 nautical miles and descending.
South Eagle again, having quite a high gain, over. Eagle Houston, we have you now. Do you read? Over.
Loud and clear.
Roger, we see your VERP 47.
Yeah, I don't know what the problem was there. It just started oscillating around in yaw. According to the needle, we're picking up a little oscillation right now, as a matter of fact.
Roger, we'll work on it.
Aldrin is referring to the LEM steerable antenna, that comment about the oscillations.
Horizon check was right on time.
Roger.
Did you copy the star, the sun check, Charlie?
That's affirmative, we did, Buzz out.
Eagle is now at 10.7 nautical miles, 7 minutes 37 seconds from ignition.
Eagle Houston, the AGS initialization looked good to us, over.
Roger. Radar checks indicate 50,000 foot parallel. Our visual altitude checks are setting it out at about 53,000.
Roger, copy.
And Houston, we got a 500 alarm. Early in the program, went to descent 1, proceeded on it, and we're back at auto again. Over.
Roger, we saw that, Buzz. Thank you much, Al.
I think, and okay, that wasn't an alarm. That was a code. Okay.
Roger, we saw that. Eagle Houston, we recommend you yaw 10 right will help us on the high gain signal strength. Over.
Coming up on 5 minutes to ignition, Gene Kranz getting a go, no go for descent.
Houston, if you read your go for power descent, over.
Eagle, this is Columbia. They just gave you a go for power descent.
Columbia, Houston, we've lost him on the high gain again. Would you please, we recommend he yaw right 10 degrees and reacquire.
This is Columbia, your go for PDI, and they recommend you yaw right 10 degrees and try the high gain again. Eagle, you read Columbia?
Roger, we read you.
Okay.
Eagle, Houston, we read you now. Your go for PDI, over.
Roger, understand. Stabilization control circuit breakers. Take your gimbal AC closed.
What?
Take your gimbal AC closed. Circuit breakers. And override. Off. Gimbal enable. Stage scale 25.
Eagle Houston, your alignment is going, Yags. On my mark, 330 till ignition.
Roger.
Mark, 330 till ignition.
Roger, copy. Hot translation for jet. Balance couple on. PA throttle minimum. Throttle auto CDR. Stop button reset. Stop button. Set. Abort, abort stage reset. At control, three up in the mode control. Okay, load control is set. Tags is reading 400 plus 1. Standing by for arm.
Buzz Aldrin reading off the checklist there to Neil Armstrong.
Burp 77. Okay, sequence camera coming on.